Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. We've been speaking about tariffs for a while, but now there's been tariffs imposed on steel imports, right? And that's just to keep ArcelorMittal in business. This is nothing to do with Trump. This is actually us for a change. Gugu, tell us about that.
It's definitely a move that the South African government has put in place, but the truth is it's also not a new move. So we're all well aware that ArcelorMittal has been struggling in terms of its business outcomes for the last few years. And as a result, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has actually implemented duties on steel imports. That's largely because China contributes about a third of the imports that we receive from China, essentially because they're more affordable and thus make it more competitive for the market. From what we understand now, the International Trade Administration Commission of South Africa, known as ITAC, has now implemented a temporary safeguard duty, which increases the current tariff from about 10% to 23%. So this additional 13% is actually meant to be a safeguard that is officially kicked off from the 2nd of May this year. Now, it will be reduced over the next two subsequent years and then essentially going back to zero. But the concern here mentioned by many stakeholders in an article reported on MoneyWeb is the fact that this just might not be enough to save ArcelorMittal. Whilst we're well aware that their job cuts on the line and the potential closure of many of their plants, not only in Van der Bijl Park, but also in Ladysmith, the challenge here is that this is a temporary measure that doesn't necessarily yield positive results for ArcelorMittal and its business operational activities. It might yield off or shave off a lot of competition, but it also has some consequences when it comes to the downstream effect, especially when it comes to those who actually are exposed to mini mills who operate in the scrap metals environment. Now, from what we understand, the IDC has about 14 billion rand worth of exposure to mini mills. And these are essentially mills that largely do have preferential pricing systems in place that allow them to secure discounts in the market, but also remain competitive against the likes of ArcelorMittal. So if we're seeing less scrap metal come in from China, or it comes at a heightened cost, that essentially means that there's less scrap metal available for the mini mills to operate, and therefore giving ArcelorMittal a competitive advantage. So many business members have been arguing the fact that whilst we are looking to save ArcelorMittal, we do need to be mindful of the consequences that this does have on the overall steel industry, despite the fact that ArcelorMittal remains an important entity. So short-term measures, not necessarily a step in the right direction in the long term, but I guess it will be one that we'll continue to see being debated out by various business stakeholders.
Okay. There used to be a company called Weight Watchers, right? It was actually in the US. I think it was really, really big over there. They're filing for bankruptcy.
This one is huge. Now, Weight Watchers, as you say, gained a lot of prominence in the U.S. The business is more than 60 years old and at some point actually had the likes of Oprah Winfrey being the spokesperson and board member of the company. It was once listed on the New York Stock Exchange, but essentially, as the name suggests, offered a lot of Americans sustainable manners within which they could change their diet, improve on their health, and of course, fundamentally lose weight. But as we know, over the last few years, this kind of business has faced a huge amount of competition from other players. Ozempic in particular, and other drugs that offer immediate weight loss solutions, such as Mounjaro as well, have faced a lot of competition with the Weight Watchers. As a result, they've come forward saying that they have filed for bankruptcy. So far, from what we know, they're actually trying to reduce more. Their debt is about more than a billion rand and essentially exceeds the revenue as well as assets that they have. So solvency is a big issue there. It's not quite certain actually what the outcomes will be, but it is anticipated that this does actually just speak to yet another business that failed to remain competitive in a market where it gained so much prominence and perhaps might be used as a case study in future with regard to businesses remaining relevant, continuing to innovate and finding alternative ways of keeping their sustainability going.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets have been on a solid path so far. The JSE All Share Index will open up from 91,496 points. Currency-wise, we're still managing to hold our own. We're at 18.24 to the US dollar, 24.29 to the British pound, and 20.63 against the euro. Not forgetting that gold price, it is up by 4% so far, $3,376 per fine ounce.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.